Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke parin le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavor, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Thursday, November 18th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and quantum metaphysically from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Chi Emeka, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, the Opakuku, along with the life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and mineral wisdom and understanding. Join me live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time and for 1 hour on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince here in New Orleans live. And my listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-8967. If you indeed have a question or comment, please remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as Spirit does direct. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritual psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, which can be located on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of Divine Prince team group. We are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationship, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. You can find me there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. I specialize in battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, I offer a variety of virtual temple groups, which contain Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location at my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. These links can also be found on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. Today is Thursday, November 18th, 2010, and we are in a Scorpio lunation with our moon in its given phase in Aries and the sun in Scorpio. As some of you know, we are now beyond our significant astrological condition. Today is a very significant day in 2010 to finally get things together and begin to move forward. And the reason this November 18th is so important is that both Jupiter, which was retrograde since July 23rd, and Venus, retrograde since October 8th, make direct today and switch gears from reverse to a more forward and direct motion in 4 hours of each other today. Jupiter is stopping at 24 degrees of Pisces, while Venus is halting its motion at 28 degrees of Libra. Jupiter will continue its forward motion until August 30th, 2011, when it will stop again to go into reverse motion at 11 degrees of Taurus. And Venus will continue its forward motion all the way until May 15, 2012, when it will stop again to go into reverse motion at 24 degrees of Gemini. Jupiter and Venus positive things are covering the widest spectrum of social activity, educational pursuits, creative artistry, worldly success, joy in loving encounters, business opportunities, and all things as they relate to prosperity and value. However, this is a big however. While it sounds fantastic that both planets are no longer in retrograde, they are also not dashing forward at any rapid speed. So we must continue to move forward gradually, positively, ever mindful of the weather, as it were, the conditions, and all the unlimited possibilities that still lie ahead as we move towards the predicted alignment of December 2012. But today, in our affirmation and meditation, I want to invite spirit into all your interactions. I am the Divine Prince because my creators are. I am because my creators are. Let this be your mantra, your first and last thought of each and every day. Let this statement set the energy as you create your intentions and affirmations. In ultimate manifestation throughout the day, let this be your reminder of who you are, what you are, why you are here, and the unlimited power and resources at your access. I am because my creators are. Ground yourself, breathe deeply, let your first intention of every day be to live, express, and experience at the soul level, at the spirit level, at the most real level. For indeed, the spirit realms are more real and tangible than this plastic, illusionary, transitory, seasonal, ever-changing plane dimension we inhabit, for which many are ill-prepared to navigate. And true spiritual power lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest lasting, powerful results right here, right now, in this place, in time space. Intention is essential and a powerful tool to our spiritual growth and evolution. Stating our intention before rising in the morning, as you get ready to go to bed at night, before meditation, at different intersections throughout your day, will assist you to set the right vibration, tone, and energy for all your worldly activities. Intention is a conscious reminder to all aspects of our being of what you want to experience. It is an acknowledgement, an invitation for divine spirit and the different aspects of our spiritual selves to participate in all our interactions. Our thoughts create our experience. Becoming more aware of your thinking and what you are feeling gives you the awareness to consciously create change right here and right now in this earth plane dimension. And as you state your intentions and affirmations, you engage the analytical mind to assist the intuitive mind. In doing so, you assist your analytical mind and your ego to shift embedded patterns that are based in reaction, fear, illusion. Stating our intentions encourages internal harmony. It stimulates the divine God and Goddess present within us. It is a reminder of your true, authentic divinity. Affirmations are similar to intention, as they are a reminder to all the different aspects of your being to what you want to create and recreate in your reality. It is recommended that you state your affirmations many times throughout the day, verbally, consciously, internally, externally, breathing life into every moment, every vibration, every positive conscious thought. Affirmations are instructional in the process of releasing fear or dis-ease, as well as being a instrument of loving, nurturing power, reinforcement, and transformation. Affirmations help us to maintain a drawing force, positive energy in us and around us to bring to us that which we need along our journey. As you expand your consciousness, you are letting go of old patterns and old beliefs. You are cleaning house and bringing the darkness to light. Some days will bring up many challenges. Challenges indeed, they will come. Having your spirit shored up in a solid foundation ensures that we can weather any storm, any calamity, any challenge, any interference. So in this moment, in time, space, in this place, I want to ever remind you to remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, created, creative, creator child of God and Goddess. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you grow, you inspire others to grow. When you meet your challenges, you inspire others to meet their challenges. and we align ourselves with the divine vibration and purpose. Be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is truly who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto creation that divine light and spark of who you truly, authentically are. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. You have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am, because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns of the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow the divine creator to flow them to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowing and understanding that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. And as the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, serenity, tranquility. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And when problems arise, I do not resist. I observe with a calm, open, still mind and spirit. I know that they will be resolved, answers provided, clarity provided. For I have all the time in the world. I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. My creators are time, limitless and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, they administer to me, they come to me, manifest unto me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear and focused. Every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators themselves, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine completion. Please do join me here again on tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. I bid you all divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Until next time. be powerful, be magnificent, be divine. Be true to your authenticity. Know that you are not operating alone. There are powerful, powerful spiritual forces, ancestral forces, community forces, unknown forces that wish your ultimate good and presence here and right now. So remember that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessing. Ashe.
love.